It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got this on Facebook. She wrote in, I'm not going to use her real name because that would be mean.
Fair.
Because she's in a really messed up moral dilemma that a lot of us have probably been in or been a part of. I don't know what role you played in this, but she wrote in and said, am I the jerk if I tell my cousin her husband's cheating on her?
Dang. Oh.
Yikes.
It already got layers. Okay.
It already has layers.
What'd she say?
Hey, Allie and DZ. She said, hey, Allie and DZ.
How many Ys? A lot?
One, two, four.
Four Ys. Hey, she's excited.
Hey. Then she said, I have a dilemma and it's killing me. Here's the story. Please don't use my name. Of course not. She said, my cousin. Oh, her cousin's the one cheating.
Oh, we misunderstood this.
I thought her cousin was getting cheated on.
Nah, we misunderstood this.
This is taking a turn.
Extra layers. Hard left.
We just got this morning, so bear with us. This is crazy. Okay.
Whoa.
My cousin is cheating on his wife.
Bruh.
Oh, this is getting even better. It's a fact that he has admitted it, and we have photos.
Ooh.
His girlfriend... Now I'm more confused because she said wife at the end. His girlfriend posts pictures of them together. Oh, the girlfriend.
The other woman.
I'm not calling her a girlfriend. The other woman posts pictures of them together on Facebook with 4 exclamation points.
Dog.
This has been going on for 8 months now. He goes to his girlfriend's family functions and stays at her house nightly.
Also, they're getting engaged soon.
He's living a whole life with this girlfriend, who, by the way, is not an upgrade, but whatever.
That's your cousin and a girl.
Dude, I've seen they're never upgrades when they cheat. Trust me. I've been cheated on enough to know they're never upgrades. And I meant what I said. Then she said his wife has no clue, and it's driving me insane.
Man.
She doesn't deserve this. They've been married for 22 years, grown children. He can divorce her. I've pushed him to divorce her so he can live the life he wants, but he won't. And he won't tell her because he's afraid she'll take everything. Yes, she should take everything because this is so wrong.
Bruh.
My cousin won't talk to me now because he says I need to mind my own business. I told him how wrong this is, and his wife deserves the truth, and he refuses to tell her. The wife thinks he's sleeping at his dad's house because he does help from time to time. So I was wondering
where does she think he
fills
is
in that gap.
Like,
fills in that gap.
Right. Okay. But you do have grown kids.
Yep.
See, there's so
and then
many
she
layers.
Said, trust me, the wife is clueless and it's absolutely on my mind 24/7 because she's a nice woman. She doesn't deserve this. I'm losing sleep over this whole situation. I wish I didn't know. But since I do know and I know how wrong it is, it's keeping me awake because I think she deserves the truth. So am I the jerk if I tell her?
Man.
I need help. What's the right thing to do? Mind my business or tell her? No easy answer, I know. But it's so wrong. So, is she the jerk if she tells her her cousin's wife that he's cheating on her?
It's not your cousin. It's your cousin's wife. So, you're going against your family. And not to say that that's, for whatever reason, like going to justify or excuse anything. Because you follow your heart. But at the same time, what is up with everybody wanting to inject themselves so heavily into other people's lives? Well, what is the projection of your life into theirs?
Oh, you think?
How is it affecting her?
How is it affecting you?
It's their... And
you're
for
right.
all we know, that she is in blissful denial, and she says she don't know, but pictures are online, people are talking, you're spending time at family functions?
Wrong.
I'm sorry, but what? I'm calling cap.
She has said
I'm calling cap.
She has said to him that it's wrong, and he said, mind your... So she brought it up to him. She did that part.
It's not like
she didn't confront him. She's done that.
She did her due diligence and went, bro, you doing dirt. You gotta say something. And he went... don't tell me how to live my life and you mind yours. What else do you say to that?
It's hard to watch, in her mind, if it's true, two people who are oblivious continue to... I mean, you got a girl posting how in love she is on Facebook with the guy she's having an affair with. That's
nuts. This sucks and is nuts.
It's nuts.
But it's not my chair, not my problem. And why would I do not my chair, not my problem in one situation
because
and not another?
Because she cares about the wife because her cousin's been married to the woman for 20 years and she's in, this is her family. So for her, it's got to be weird. It'd be like...
I don't think she's clueless,
It'd be weird. I've had this happen where people I know are cheating on their wife and I know their wife and I'm completely weirded out and uncomfortable by it. Now you've made everyone else a part of this.
I feel that.
Because you've brought this.
You feel like everybody else is a part of it.
You've made it our problem because you're messy.
Because everybody knows.
Because you're messy and now you're affecting people I care about and you're hurting people I care about. And now that's where I want to get involved. It's not projection like I'm cheating.
They made it your place.
It's that you're cheating on someone and someone's getting wronged and I want to say something. That's mean. Most people don't want to say something when they see something wrong.
Right.
But I'm like, yo.
You will see something, say something.
Something's wrong. I am, in fact, too much. And I'm always in other...
And some people are too much.
I'm in other people's chairs.
When do you draw
time?
That? I'm in other people's chairs. I like that. Why? Why are we always in other people's chairs, man? This is why people be so affected by other people's lives, bro, because you feel it heavily.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that she's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you've already been told. Now you're going above and beyond and you're making it your business.
She wants to tell the wife. She's convinced the wife doesn't know. She's like, the cousin knows.
I don't buy it. I don't buy that the wife is clueless. In today's day and age, I don't buy it. They got adult kids.
I would agree until she said the thing about him staying at...
His dad's,
because you have to remember, I've been cheated on and I was told he was at a good friend's and believed it until I finally called the good friend. And the friend was like, he's not here.
He's not here.
100%. This is a true story. The friend was like, he's not here. I'm like, what do you mean he's not there? So if you trust your partner, if you truly do, may call it dumb trust, but if you do... And you've been with him for 20 years and you're going, he's telling me, you know, I believe
him.
He's 20 years I've been with this guy. Of course he's telling me the truth. Keep that in mind. Yeah. So you're seeing that too. Somebody texted in, get me a chair. I'll tell her.
It's my chair. It's my problem.
My people.
No, is she the jerk for wanting to tell her cousin's wife?
Somebody said, F these men and cheaters, expose him and shame on the mistress, light them up, LOL. And then other people are saying, not your chair, not your problem. This is going to be a good one.
I know we're torn. I get it. Ooh, I get it.
Because it is a tough one.
Why does everybody want to get involved? Because people feel this.
414-533-1037. We're going to discuss next. We see your text. We're going to talk to you too.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The texts are hot right now.
Yeah,
People are triggered. We got a Facebook message from a woman who wants to know if she should tell her cousin's wife that he's been cheating on her to the point where he's bringing his girlfriend to family functions. The girlfriend's putting stuff up on Facebook of them, and she's claiming the wife has no clue and thinks he's staying at his dad's to help out with his dad because they have grown children. She's convinced the wife doesn't know.
Man, hold on.
You think the wife does, but I told you
I was
in a situation where I believed because I trusted my husband, and I believed him, and he was lying.
She's got to have some inkling. She's got to. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, there's no way, bro. You don't go that estranged from the house. You don't spend that much time apart. You don't get posted on social media
pictures
like
on Facebook.
That.
But here's what else I don't want to do, DZ. I don't want to blame the woman who's being cheated on, which is kind of what...
No.
And I know that's not your intention, but that's kind of what we do. We go, how can you not know?
How do you not know?
And guess what that is? That technically we're gaslighting a woman who's done nothing.
Yeah. No,
nothing.
I appreciate that correction because that's not what I'm trying to do by any means.
I know, because I know
it's like
you're
a backhanded way of saying that,
though.
How
dumb can you be? But the reality is, some of the smartest people...
By love, and love is blind,
and trust.
Right, trust, man.
Trust
is blinder. Sometimes,
you trust people, right?
But hold on, G. Because
yes, talk
straight
to
up. I gotta say, she's the jerk. If you snitch, you telling whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. Whatever
you think she's a jerk,
man. Why are you expediting his process? The man's already drowning. Don't push him down further. Let him do his thing. If he's gonna sink or swim, he's gonna sink or swim alone. And guess what? He's probably gonna
sink. He's gonna sink. Don't drown him. That is a good reminder that people will drown themselves.
And he already is.
We always want to speed it up. It will happen. They're gonna destroy themselves on their own.
Survival of the fittest, Darwinism.
You're right.
Nature will take its course, won't it?
Sue's triggered in Tosa this morning. Ooh. Sue said, this happened to me. I want to talk.
Good morning, Sue.
So we want to know if she's a jerk if she tells her cousin's wife that he's been cheating on her for 8 months.
Sue, what'd it do?
Okay, look. She is not the jerk.
Amen.
Okay.
She is not the jerk. And I say that because that wife does not know. This happened to me. I didn't know. Mm. I trusted him. I thought, you know, it's late for work. He's not coming home. You're right. He's my husband. 18 years. 18 years. I'm like, he's not going to lie to me. He's not going to do that to the kids. You know, all of those things. She does not know. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known because there are things that I would have done because what happens is, I know the kids are adults, but what happens is now you are creating a longer period of distrust and lying, and then it comes into, you know, I can't even explain it. I'm just triggered. I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known just because there would have been things that I would not have done.
Man,
does that make sense? I would not have co-signed that loan. I would not have, you know what I'm saying?
You wonder why I never want to get married again. It comes down to financial stuff like that.
Not to say restrictions, but you change a lifestyle when you make a life commitment with somebody. And when it doesn't,
I would not have taken care of his uncle.
Well, there's nothing worse than you almost feel groomed, even though someone snaps.
Yeah.
They built you up to trust them, and then you do, and then they do things that you think, there's no way I know this person, and you don't.
And y'all, for the sake of being completely transparent with y'all, I have experience with this in my family.
Uh-huh.
You know, my parents aren't together because mistakes were made, and you know what I'm saying, my dad chose to do what he did, and my mom wasn't with that. But the reality is that if we really look back on our history, my mother knew the whole time.
You think?
And I knew. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I knew what was going on, and there was no way my mother didn't know what was going on.
Denial is not just a river.
Denial is not just a river.
As someone who's been there.
So in my experience, I went, there was no way, because that was my lived experience. Yeah. As a child coming up, and even as a young adult, understanding what had kind of processed and what happened, I was like, oh, no way. We knew. We knew it.
I believe a lot of people know and look the other way, but I think a lot of people don't know. Only because I've lived it and Sue's lived it.
And it worked itself out either way.
Honestly, the cream rose to the top, Sue. Ooh. I'm just saying, you look good to me, Sue.
Now, you feel? No, Sue's out here, and she put a great bow on it. No, I definitely understand where she's
coming from.
Not the jerk.
Sue's saying, I would have wanted to know. I wish someone would have told me.
Yep.
Thank you, Sue. Woof, this is a good one.
Have a
today.
Good day.
You too. Thank you, Sue.
I mean, we are just going on rants, but too bad. Allie's in Tosa.
Sue was on one, though. Like, I give her all the props. She got it.
She's got the perspective and the experience. Allie's in Tosa this morning. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, DZ. Donkey over here.
I added DZ, too.
No, I'm joking.
You heard what Sue said. Is this woman the jerk if she tells her cousin's wife that he's been cheating on her for 8 months?
All right. So, again, I've been in this situation.
Look at this.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Oh.
Where I was the one cheated on.
Uh-huh.
And I was the unknowing party to a guy cheating.
I was going to say, did you have any clue he had a woman? And the answer is she did not.
Did not.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
No clue.
Ooh, okay.
And so, you know, when I found out, I let her know. Now, here's my thing is, does the mistress know? You know, the mistress could be just as clueless because my ex-husband, he liked to spread it around, and he told one person I was dead. He told another person.
He told somebody you were dead.
Whoa, back it up.
Dude, I could do this segment for hours.
Back it up, Allie.
Do this for hours. Go on.
You're dead.
Deceased.
Decreased.
Wow.
No, they could have an open marriage. But she doesn't. He didn't come out and say that. The fact that he's not talking to her over her saying, hey, like, you got to let your woman know about this, like,
and she just brought
it around.
She brought up a great point. You know, you don't know somebody's relationship. Mm-hmm. If they do have an open marriage,
that's the thing.
Or they live their life and live it privately.
I agree.
Unless until they're
but the woman who wrote in straight up saying, I know his wife, I know her. She does not know. She is trusting and believes he's at his dad's house.
This ain't that right.
That's a problem.
She needs to tell her.
Off of principle and all the layers.
I would be furious if somebody in my family knew I was getting cheated on and didn't tell me. I said what I said.
It's not her family.
Well, it's
his cousin.
But it is.
He's her cousin.
He's her cousin.
But the wife, just like you're part of your wife's family, so is the wife. It's 20 years. Yeah.
I thought you meant like blood relation. I don't know. Like, I'm taking this too literal. Everybody's fired up.
Then that doesn't work because you know that's not the case.
Facts. No facts.
So it'd be like,
I would approach it. I would approach it in a way of saying like, hey, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I don't know like what y'all got going on, but this is some information that I have.
Yeah, how do you even tell?
And I don't want to hurt you with it.
How do you even?
But I also don't want you to be blindsided.
Yeah, because that's the traumatic part. The blind side is the trauma.
Man,
that's where the trauma.
You want to go get lunch? Yeah. What are you having? I think I'll get that your husband's cheating on you.
I would die,
bro. What?
Can't even. I'm sweating.
And I am in everybody's business. Sorry, guys.
What did you say? I'm in everybody's business.
Well, you know what? Thank you. We're running out of time. But Allie, honestly, we appreciate your input.
I would also message the mistress.
Oh, she said message
everybody. And make sure she knows. And make sure she knows.
Shake it up. But I would do it under a catfish profile because I wouldn't do it under my own.
Fake profile all day.
Yeah. Oh, you got to say it with your chest. Hold on now.
No, but the cousin's going to know.
Touche.
And if he can sneak around, why can't she? I said what I said. Okay, thanks, Allie.
Appreciate you, Allie.
Taking it just as more petitious as we can today.
Why not?
Last but not least, Brittany's in Milwaukee. Brittany, it has been a sweep of not the jerk. Are you changing that today?
Did you bring your broom?
I am not.
Go on.
She is not the jerk.
Sweep it out.
They've been married for 20 years, so she is like a cousin to her also.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're not blood related. But the bond, I feel, might be there since it's keeping her up at night. If the bond wasn't there, she would sleep like a baby, and it wouldn't be none of her business. But obviously, they must have a close relationship.
Right.
So she feels torn, which I get, but it is a sticky situation because you do have, you know, two family members, per se. Me, I don't know. I feel like the wife knows. After 20 years, you know. I'm sorry.
It triggered everyone today.
Listen, I wish you're good, Brittany. Normally agree, but I've been in the position, much like Sue, much like other women, where you truly have been with someone for years and years and trust them. And it seems stupid that you wouldn't know. But I'm telling you,
love really is blind, y'all.
To some of the smartest people and some of the dumbest, too. Just like Allie and Tosa's probably not stupid. She didn't know she was dating a guy in a relationship. It happens.
Those things happen. For the other woman, I would not like go after her or gaslight this lady whatsoever because she may not know. But if I don't want to put a strain between the relationship between me and my blood cousin, I might be sneaky about it. You know, she said this, he brings the woman to family functions.
That's
Grab
crazy.
That wife. Hey, we about to go to this cookout. Or, he goes to the girlfriend's.
Hold on. He goes to his girlfriend, the other woman's family
Okay.
But then she posts that on Facebook, which leads us to believe she has no idea he's even married, would be my guess.
Yo, why are we still discussing this man when he's already the jerk?
He sucks. He's the jerk.
The cousin is not. Not the jerk is the answer today.
Brittany's like, I'm not done. And another thing.
Because I really want this cousin to know. So I'm going to do everything I can to, we're going to show, like she's posting it on social media so you can find out where her spots are to hang out.
All the evidence is there. Brittany's not
wrong. We're going out.
Guess where we're going to dinner, their favorite spot. Ooh, Brittany, you petitious. You are petitious.
We finna catch him red-handed and I'm going to act like I didn't know.
Somebody said, be a decent human and just file for divorce to the guy.
20 years. She has a lot invested. She might be a stay-at-home mom. You know what I mean? Like, it might be a lot for her to start over.
He's used to his life, and that's part of this, bro. Like, they just got to shake it
Somebody
up.
Somebody said,
it's
Allie,
over.
You weren't married for 20-plus years. Sorry, I was only with him for 7. That wasn't enough. 7 years of trusting someone. My bad. You know what? You're right. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got this on Facebook. She wrote in, I'm not going to use her real name because that would be mean.
Fair.
Because she's in a really messed up moral dilemma that a lot of us have probably been in or been a part of. I don't know what role you played in this, but she wrote in and said, am I the jerk if I tell my cousin her husband's cheating on her?
Dang. Oh.
Yikes.
It already got layers. Okay.
It already has layers.
What'd she say?
Hey, Allie and DZ. She said, hey, Allie and DZ.
How many Y's? A lot?
One, two, four.
Four Y's. Hey, that, she's excited.
Then she said, I have a dilemma and it's killing me. Here's the story. Please don't use my name. Of course not. She said, my cousin. Oh, her cousin's the one cheating.
Oh, we misunderstood this.
I thought her cousin was getting cheated on.
Nah, we misunderstood this.
This is taking a turn.
Extra layers. Hard left.
We just got this morning, so bear with us. This is crazy. Okay.
Whoa.
My cousin is cheating on his wife.
Bruh.
Oh, this is getting even better. It's a fact that he has admitted it, and we have photos.
Ooh.
His girlfriend... Now I'm more confused because she said wife at the end. His girlfriend posts pictures of them together. Oh, the girlfriend.
The other woman.
I'm not calling her a girlfriend. The other woman posts pictures of them together on Facebook with 4 exclamation points.
Dog.
This has been going on for 8 months now. He goes to his girlfriend's family functions and stays at her house nightly.
Also, they're getting engaged soon.
He's living a whole life with this girlfriend, who, by the way, is not an upgrade, but whatever.
Shade. That's your cousin and a girl.
Dude, I've seen, they're never upgrades when they cheat. Trust me. I've been cheated on enough to know. They're never upgrades. And I meant what I said. Then she said, his wife has no clue, and it's driving me insane. Man. She doesn't deserve this. They've been married for 22 years, grown children. He can divorce her. I've pushed him to divorce her so he can live the life he wants, but he won't. And he won't tell her because he's afraid she'll take everything. Yes, she should take everything because this is so wrong.
Bruh.
My cousin won't talk to me now because he says I need to mind my own business. I told him how wrong this is, and his wife deserves the truth, and he refuses to tell her. The wife thinks he's sleeping at his dad's house because he does help from time to time. So I was wondering where
I was going to say, where does she think he
fills
is?
In that gap. Like, fills in that gap.
Right. Okay, but you do have grown kids.
Yep.
See, there's so
and then
many
she
layers.
Said, trust me, the wife is clueless, and it's absolutely on my mind 24/7 because she's a nice woman. She doesn't deserve this. I'm losing sleep over this whole situation. I wish I didn't know, but since I do know, and I know how wrong it is, it's keeping me awake because I think she deserves the truth. So am I the jerk if I tell her?
Man.
I need help. What's the right thing to do? Mind my business or tell her? No easy answer, I know, but it's so wrong. So, is she the jerk if she tells her her cousin's wife that he's cheating on her?
It's not your cousin. It's your cousin's wife. So, you're going against your family. And not to say that that's, for whatever reason, like, going to justify or excuse anything, because you follow your heart. But at the same time, what is up with everybody wanting to inject themselves so heavily into other people's lives? Well, what is the projection of your life into theirs?
Oh, you think?
How is it affecting her? How is it affecting
there.
You? It's their... And
you're
for
right.
all we know, that she is in blissful denial, and she says she don't know.
You could,
but pictures are online. People are talking. You're spending time at family functions.
Wrong.
I'm sorry, but what? I'm calling cap.
She has said.
Might as well take a knee. I'm calling cap.
She has said to him that it's wrong, and he said, "Mind your." So she brought it up to him. She did that part.
It's not
like she didn't confront him. She's done that.
She did her due diligence and went, "Bro, you doing dirt? You got to say something." And he went. don't tell me how to live my life and you mind yours. What else do you say to that?
It's hard to watch, in her mind, if it's true, two people who are oblivious continue to... I mean, you got a girl posting how in love she is on Facebook with the guy she's having an affair with. That's nuts.
This sucks and is nuts.
It's nuts.
But it's not my chair, not my problem. And why would I do not my chair, not my problem in one situation
because
and not another?
Because she cares about the wife because her cousin's been married to the woman for 20 years and she's in, this is her family. So for her, it's got to be weird. It'd be like...
I don't think she's clueless,
It'd be weird. I've had this happen where people I know are cheating on their wife and I know their wife and I'm completely weirded out and uncomfortable by it. Now you've made everyone else a part of this.
I feel that.
Because you've brought this...
You feel like everybody else is a part of it.
You've made it a problem because you're messy.
Because everybody knows.
Because you're messy and now you're affecting people I care about and you're hurting people I care about. And now that's where I want to get involved. It's not projection like I'm
cheating.
They
made it your place.
It's that you're cheating on someone and someone's getting wronged and I want to say something. That's mean. Most people don't want to say something when they see something wrong.
Right.
But I'm like, yo!
You will see something, say something.
Something's wrong! I am, in fact, too much. And I'm always in other...
And some people are too much.
I'm in other people's chairs.
When do you draw
time?
That? I'm in other people's chairs. I like that. Why? Why are we always in other people's chairs, man? This is why people be so affected by other people's lives, bro, because you feel it heavily.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that she's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you've already been told. Now you're going above and beyond and you're making it your business.
She wants to tell the wife. She's convinced the wife doesn't know. She's like, the cousin knows.
I don't buy it. I don't buy that the wife is clueless. In today's day and age, I don't buy it. They got adult kids.
I would agree until she said the thing about him staying at...
His dad's,
because you have to remember, I've been cheated on and I was told he was at a good friend's and believed it until I finally called the good friend. And the friend was like, he's not here.
He's not here.
100%. This is a true story. Son. The friend was like, he's not here. I'm like, what do you mean he's not there? So if you trust your partner, if you truly do, may call it dumb trust, but if you do, and you've been with him for 20 years and you're going, he's telling me, you know, I believe
him.
He's 20 years I've been with this guy. Of course he's telling me the truth. Keep that in mind. So you're seeing that too. Somebody texted in, get me a chair, I'll tell her.
It's my chair, it's my problem.
That's my people.
No, is she the jerk for wanting to tell her cousin's wife?
Somebody said, F these men and cheaters, expose him and shame on the mistress, light them up, LOL. And then other people are saying, not your chair, not your problem. This is going to be a good one.
I know we're torn. I get it. Ooh, I get it.
Because it is a tough one.
Why does everybody want to get involved? Because people feel this.
414-533-1037. We're going to discuss next. We see your text. We're going to talk to you too.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The texts are hot right now.
Yeah, computer's warm.
We got a Facebook message from a woman who wants to know if she should tell her cousin's wife that he's been cheating on her to the point where he's bringing his girlfriend to family functions. The girlfriend's putting stuff up on Facebook of them, and she's claiming the wife has no clue and thinks he's staying at his dad's to help out with his dad because they have grown children. She's convinced the wife doesn't know.
Man, hold on.
You think the wife does, but I told you
I was
in a situation where I believed because I trusted my husband, and I believed him, and he was lying.
She's got to have some inkling. She's got to. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, there's no way, bro. You don't go that estranged from the house. You don't spend that much time apart. You don't get posted on social media
pictures
like
on Facebook.
That.
But here's what else I don't want to do, DZ. I don't want to blame the woman who's being cheated on, which is kind of what.
No.
And I know that's not your intention, but that's kind of what we do. We go, how can you not know?
How do you not know?
And guess what that is? That technically we're gaslighting a woman who's done nothing.
Yeah. No,
nothing.
I appreciate that correction because that's not what I'm trying to do by any means.
I know because I know
it's like
not.
A backhanded way of saying that.
How
though,
dumb
like,
can you be? But the reality is, some of the smartest
blinded by love. And love is blind.
And trust.
Right. Trust,
you
man.
Trust
is blinder sometimes,
trust people,
I swear.
Right?
But hold on, G.
Yes, talk to me.
Straight up, I gotta say, she's the jerk. If you snitch, you telling whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. Whatever
you think she's a jerk.
Man, why are you expediting his process? The man's already drowning. Don't push him down further. Let him do his thing. If he's going to sink or swim, he's going to sink or swim alone. And guess what? He's probably going
to
sink.
He's going to sink. There is something to that. That is a good reminder that people will drown themselves.
And he already is.
We always want to speed it up. It will happen. They're going to destroy themselves on their own.
Survival of the fittest, Darwinism.
You're
and
right.
Nature will take its course, won't it?
Sue's trigger. triggered in Tosa this morning. Ooh. Sue said, this happened to me. I want to talk.
Good morning, Sue.
So we want to know if she's a jerk if she tells her cousin's wife that he's been cheating on her for 8 months.
Sue, what'd it do?
Okay, look. She is not the jerk.
Amen.
Okay.
She is not the jerk. And I say that because that wife does not know. This happened to me. I didn't know. Mm. I trusted him. I thought, you know, it's late for work. Oh, okay, you're not coming home. You're right. He's my husband. 18 years. 18 years. I'm like, he's not going to lie to me. He's not going to do that to the kids. You know, all of those things. She does not know. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known. Yeah. Because there are things that I would have done. Because what happens is, I know the kids are adults. Right. But what happens is, you are creating a longer period of distrust and lying. And then it comes into, I can't even explain it. I'm just triggered. I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known, just because there would have been things that I would not have done.
Man,
does that make sense? Not have co-signed that loan. I would not have, saying?
You wonder why I never want to get married again. It comes down to financial stuff like that.
To say restrictions, but you change a lifestyle when you make a life commitment with somebody. And when it doesn't,
I would not have taken care of his uncle.
Well, there's nothing worse than you almost feel groomed, even though someone snaps.
Yeah. No, that's
because
exactly
they built you up to trust them, and then you do, and then they do things that you think, there's no way I know this person, and you don't.
And y'all, for the sake of being completely transparent with y'all, I have experience with this in my family.
Uh-huh.
You know, my parents aren't together because mistakes were made, and you know what I'm saying, my dad chose to do what he did, and my mom wasn't with that. But the reality is that if we really look back on our history, my mother knew the whole time.
You think?
And I knew. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I knew what was going on, and there was no way my mother didn't know what was going on.
Denial is not just a river.
And denial is not just a river.
As someone who's been there.
So in my experience, I went, there was no way, because that was my lived experience. Yeah. As a child coming up, and even as a young adult, understanding what had kind of processed and what happened, I was like, oh, no way. We knew. We knew it.
Believe a lot of people know and look the other way, but I think a lot of people don't know. Only because I've lived it and Sue's lived it.
And it worked itself out either way, still.
Honestly, the cream rose to the top, Sue. Ooh. I'm just saying, you look good to me, Sue.
Now, you feel? No, Sue's out here, and she put a great bow on it. No, I definitely understand where she's
not
coming
from.
Not the jerk.
Sue's saying, I would have wanted to know. I wish someone would have told me.
Yep.
Thank you, Sue. Woo, this is a good one.
Have a good
today.
Day.
You
Bye.
Too. Thank you, Sue.
I mean, we are just going on rants, but too bad. Allie's in Tosa.
Sue was on one, though. Like, I give her all the props. She got it.
She's got the perspective and the experience. Allie's in Tosa this morning. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, DZ. Donkey over here.
I added doozy, too.
No, I'm joking.
Heard what Sue said. Is this woman the jerk if she tells her cousin's wife that he's been cheating on her for 8 months?
All right. So, again, I've been in this this situation.
Look at this.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Oh.
Where I was the one cheated on.
Uh-huh.
And I was the unknowing party to a guy cheating.
I was going to say, did you have any clue he had a woman? And answer is she did not.
Did not.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
No Ooh, clue.
Okay.
And so, you know, when I found out, I let her know. Now, here's my thing is, does the mistress know? You know, like the mistress could be just as clueless, because my ex-husband, he liked to spread it around, and he told one person I was dead. He told another person.
He told somebody you were dead.
Whoa, back it up.
Dude, I could do this segment for
back
hours.
It up, Allie, back
I
it up,
could
Allie.
Do this for hours. Go on.
You dead.
Deceased. He was
Decreased.
Wow.
No, they could have an open marriage. But she doesn't. He didn't come out and say that. The fact that he's not talking to her over her saying, hey, like, you gotta let your woman know about this, like,
and she just brought
around.
She brought up a great point. You know, you don't know somebody's relationship. Mm-hmm. If they do have an open marriage,
that's the thing.
Or they live their life and live it privately.
I agree.
Unless until they're,
but the woman who wrote in straight up saying, I know his wife. I know her. She does not know. She is trusting and believes he's at his dad's house.
This ain't that. Right.
That's a problem.
She needs to tell her.
Off of principle and all the layers.
I would be furious if somebody in my family knew I was getting cheated on and didn't tell me. I said what I said.
It's not her family.
Well, it's
his cousin.
But it is.
He's her cousin.
He's her cousin.
But the wife, just like you're part of your wife's family, so is the wife. It's 20 years. Yeah.
I thought you meant like blood relation. I don't know. Like, I'm taking this too literal. Everybody's fired up.
Then that doesn't work because you know that's not the case.
Facts. No facts.
So it'd be like,
I would approach it. I would approach it in a way of saying like, hey, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I don't know like what y'all got going on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is some information that I have.
Yeah, how do you even tell?
And I don't want to hurt you with it.
How do you even?
But I also don't want you to be blindsided.
Because that's the traumatic part. The blind side is the trauma,
man.
That's where the trauma.
You want to go get lunch? Yeah. What are you having? I think I'll get that. Your husband's cheating on you.
I would die,
bro. Exactly. What?
Can't even. I'm sweating.
And I am in everybody's business. Sorry, guys.
What did you say? I'm in everybody's business.
Well, you know what? Thank you. We're running out of time. But Allie, honestly, we appreciate your input.
I would also message the mistress.
Oh, she said message.
She said sure message everybody. And make sure she knows.
And shake it up. But I would do it under a catfish profile because I wouldn't do it under my own.
Fake profile all day.
Oh, you got to say it with your chest. Hold on now.
No, but the cousin's going to know.
Touche.
And if he can sneak around, why can't she? I said what I said. Okay, thanks, Allie.
Appreciate you, Allie.
Bye.
Taking
it just as more petitious as we can today.
Why not?
Last but not least, Brittany's in Milwaukee. Brittany, it has been a sweep of not the jerk. Are you changing that today?
Did you bring your broom?
I am not.
Go on.
She is not the jerk.
Sweep it out.
They've been married for 20 years, so she is like a cousin to her also.
Yeah.
They're not blood related, but the bond, I feel, might be there since it's keeping her up at night. If the bond wasn't there, she would sleep like a baby, and it wouldn't be none of her business. But obviously,
they must have a close
relationship.
Right.
So she feels torn, which I get, but it is a sticky situation because you do have, you know, two family members per se. Me, I don't know. I feel like the wife knows. After 20 years, you know. I'm sorry.
It triggered everyone today. Listen, I normally agree, but I've been in the position, much like Sue, much like other women, where you truly have been with someone for years and years and trust them. And it seems stupid that you wouldn't know. But I'm telling you,
love really is blind, y'all.
To some of the smartest people and some of the dumbest, too. Just like Allie and Tosa's probably not stupid. She didn't know she was dating a guy in a relationship. It happens.
Those things happen. For the other woman, I would not like go after her or gaslight this lady whatsoever because she may not know. But if I don't want to put a strain between the relationship between me and my blood cousin, I might be sneaky about it. You know, she said this, he brings the woman to family functions.
That's
Grab
crazy.
That wife. Hey, we about to go to this cookout.
Girlfriends. Hold on. He goes to his girlfriend, the other woman's family
functions. Okay.
But then she posts that on Facebook, which leads us to believe she has no idea he's even married, would be my guess.
Yo, why are we still discussing this man when he's already the jerk?
He sucks. He's the jerk. We gotta go.
He's the jerk. The cousin is not the jerk is the answer today.
Brittany's like, I'm not done. And another thing.
Because I really want this cousin to know. So I'm going to do everything I can we're going to show, like she's posting it on social media so you can find out where her spots are to hang out.
All the evidence is there. Brittany's not
wrong. We're going out.
Guess where we're going to dinner? Their favorite spot. Ooh, Brittany, petitious. You are petitious.
We finna catch him red-handed and I'm going to act like I didn't know.
Somebody said, be a decent human and just file for divorce to the guy.
20 years.
Man, 20 years.
She has a lot invested. She might be a stay-at-home mom.
He's
you know what I mean? Like, it might be a lot for her to start over.
He's used to his life, and that's part of this, bro. Like, they just got to shake it
up. Somebody said, Allie, you weren't married for 20-plus years. Sorry, I was only with him for 7. That wasn't enough. 7 years of trusting someone. My bad. You know what? You're right. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.